Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We are quite concerned about this, and I don't want you, Mukundi, to think of this as an intervention, just because I've called in Dina Diamond, and we are going to be talking about why there is this trend of people wearing ugly shoes. But I don't know why, whenever I think about that, I think about your turquoise Crocs with dribbles on it. Dina Diamond, marketing expert, a very, very good morning to you. What is with this ugly shoe business? Why, Dina? Why? Mukundi's such a trendy guy.
Good morning.
And then you look at him in his turquoise Crocs.
I know. You know, he's a Gen Z. Actually, are you a Gen Z?
Are you? He's Gen Z.
Yeah, you see, that's problem number one, I'm afraid. And Howard, I have to tell you, I actually am on your page. I am. I tried with the Crocs. I tried hard. I just with the giblets, but I actually giblets. I just can't. No. I can't. I mean, I did.
Because you're an adult.
The Crocs.
You're an adult.
I know, and I'm a bit of a traditionalist when it comes to clothing and stuff. I mean, I like funky stuff.
Yes.
But Crocs have taken it to a new level. But with that being said, I mean, when we look at post-COVID, and I think that's also, I mean, so Gen Z is the first problem, right?
Right.
And the second problem is the wrong shoe theory, which is going out of your way to purposefully wear ugly shoes so that you can disrupt rather than match an outfit, which you add personality and style, which is amazing for bloggers these days. And it's all about Instagrammable stuff and stuff that's memorable, whereas a black silhouette heel would probably disappear. A chunky Birkenstock, funny colored Croc with funny gibbets would probably stand out more, unfortunately. I'm totally on your page. Not that I'm saying we can't sort of bend it a little bit and push the envelope in terms of fashion, but some of the stuff we've seen is a bit crazy. But I think it's definitely post-COVID where we've seen the whole nature of clothing change, because they've thrown away sort of that formality for functionality and wearability and comfort.
It's very interesting you say that. Because I see a trend as well, which I have to say I am very supportive of, is even men's trousers, men's pants are much more comfortable than they used to. There's this move from what used to be golf pants. So they look like normal pants, but they've got the stretch in it, the Lululemon vibe, has now moved into mainstream the work environment. Now, you can't tell what they are, that they are stretch, but comfort is a big part of where fashion has gone.
No, absolutely, absolutely. I couldn't even agree more. And I mean, I think the beginning of the turn was in the tech era, when the tech billionaires started wearing jeans and sneakers, and it became a lot more casual at work. You know, it went from that traditional suit and all of that,
yes,
and then became the tech era, and then we went into COVID. So that sort of just compounded the need and also the allowance almost to change from that more formal wear into casual wear into comfort. And absolutely, I've even bought those golf pants for my husband because they literally are so comfortable, that stretch material. They won't wear anything else.
And so, I can tell you, if you're traveling, you can be in those pants the whole night on a flight and be very comfortable, and then go to a meeting. They're very useful. Unsigned asking, what does Dina think of Uggs?
So this is also a little contentious, because the truth is, Uggs are if you think of them and you look at them, actually they are quite ugly.
Yes, the hint is in the name.
Uggs for a reason. But what's also happened, and this is also where it's become more acceptable, is that big brands and massive houses, fashion houses, have actually almost, and celebrities, have made ugly cool. So that's where Uggs have gone, and they are so comfortable, and they are. Then you actually start thinking, oh, maybe they're not so ugly. Maybe I can wear them.
It's funny, because I'm starting to think of Uggs as being not so bad.
True.
Whereas
exactly.
A while back I thought they were hideous. Now I actually think that they could be quite cool.
Exactly. So you actually get turned. You are I'm never wearing that. And then all of a sudden, fashion almost allows it. So more like celebrities and big brands. So when you look at, for example, like Balenciaga put the platform onto the runway and created, and then Birkenstocks with their like their fur line Birkenstocks, and they literally are on the runways. Big brands, big house names are literally the luxury brands are making it okay. So when Balenciaga created the platform frocks, Celine put fur-lined Birkenstocks on the runway. Collaborations between high fashion and comfort brands exploded. So that almost has like, it's given it validity. So whereas you'd be like, oh, I won't wear that because it's not cool, it's not whatever. It actually is now cool because it's mainstream.
It's bizarre. And it's so true. It's
Instagrammable.
You know, so I saw yesterday, in fact, I saw Birkenstocks came out with what I could only describe as what looks like those tartan grandpa slippers, but with fur, and they're Birkenstocks. And I looked at this and I thought, had I seen this a couple of years ago, or if anyone else was selling this, I would be horrified. But now I'm seeing Birkenstock doing it. Where's this going to go?
Yeah, exactly. And that's why, even if you're a sworn traditionalist, which I think you and I were, do get moved a little bit as you see it more and more. And then you actually think, oh, maybe it's not as ugly as I thought. And then you actually even move at that whole sales funnel. You actually go, oh, well, I'm aware of it. And then you actually start liking it. And then you literally go and you actually do the worst thing. You buy it.
So I want to know what, like, you know, you have a wedding or you have a family function and you see people wearing, let's say, suits and sneakers, which now has become much more accepted. But what about traditional events? You know, how do you know that you're not going to look back at it and think, oh my God, how did we let all the groomsmen wear, you know, Crocs to a wedding?
Well, I think we have moved. I mean, if you look at the like corporate wear these days, I mean, the old days, I mean, and I've got like pictures of, you know, like the 1930s. And I remember my grandfather wore a suit every single day of his life, three-piece suit, not just a normal suit and tie. Whereas first, like, it started moving away slightly. First, the people like didn't wear jackets. Then they didn't wear ties. Now they're literally wearing pants and a shirt. And then it's like morphed into anything. But even if you look at and again, with weddings, formal functions, everything has like dumbed down quite a bit. And if you look at like, even if you go to a conference, for example, and I'm sure you've been to quite a few, people on stage used to see, particularly, and you look at their shoes when they're on stage. And they used to, men always wear beautiful suits and beautiful shoes. Like when I say beautiful shoes, I mean like really smart shoes. And now you see guys in speakers, like proper prominent speakers, globally renowned, they're in suits or even now denims, a jacket, like maybe even a t-shirt and tacky.
It's true.
Or like sneakers. I mean, they might be in Gucci, but they've got sneakers.
Yes. Has that become the thing? I mean, I heard somebody talking, a woman talking about, talking now to our Jewish listeners, but I'd imagine the same thing applies to women going to church, but they were talking about their normal tackies and their Shabbos tackies. And I thought, what am I listening to? What does that even mean?
You know, it's a thing. It's a thing. Those are the smarter version of the tackies. So there are, and also, so not all sneakers are born equal. So now there's like your gym tackies. And then also what I love is that there's also shoes that are made bespoke. So when I play paddle, for example, a lot of people that I play paddle with have their paddle shoes. So they arrive in their one sneaker, and they change into the other sneaker, specifically for paddle.
We definitely have lost our minds.
Yes. I mean, if you really look at the very top level, and if you had to say, what is the cause of all of this? Consumerism and selling more product. I mean, that's the bottom line.
100%.
Where brands, the more they reinvent themselves, the more they create more products to sell. Brand extensions, etc. That's where they make their money. I mean, no brands would ever make money if they weren't like creating a need within the public to say, oh gosh, now that's the new thing, I need to have it. Because you always want to be in fashion. You always want to know that you've got the next best thing. You always want to know that you've got, not only your neighbor has it, but you also have it. And this is where it's really pushed the envelope. And also it's become quite funky. I mean, I don't know if you ever remember those shoes. They were, they had literally the five toes. Did you see those?
Oh my gosh. Yes, 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 I do.
I mean, now those were admittedly the ugliest things I've ever seen, but they went huge. They went viral. No, because you should be running with a natural foot, and those that fit your natural foot. And they sold, I mean, massively. I mean, it may become a multi-billion company just because they were selling something that was a new idea and people bought onto it.
Incredible. So your advice, you are going to a formal wedding as a guest. For the men, what can you wear? What can't you? For the women, what can you? What can't you?
Well, I also think it's got to be authentic. So if you, I think as long as, and this is also where it is a huge point, as long as it's authentic to you. So if you like a trendy person and you're always trying new stuff and it makes you an individual, shoes can make you more of an individual, as long as you are comfortable literally in your shoes.
So Christian Louboutins are out, in other words, if you want to talk comfort.
So I think men get away with it a lot more in a formal setting than women do, because if you're wearing an evening dress, sometimes it doesn't look as good with a pair of sneakers. Like, I think anything looks better with a heel. Although you see a lot of the brides, what they do now, and the bridesmaids, they go and they wear their beautiful shoes for the ceremony, and then they change into something more comfortable.
Which I get. Which kind of makes sense.
Yeah, but that's become very, very acceptable. Listen, I'm always, when you had a formal function, I'm always on a heel. But I think I was born in heels. So
Dina Diamond, that is where we do need to leave it. All right, 061-895-1019. How far do you take it? What do you, you're going to a formal wedding, what would you wear? Are you a traditionalist? Would you push it slightly? Or is comfort the key and the answer to it all?